racist racist leader running the White House, but he is also a war president. His slogan of American first is in the hands of the Trump team, a slogan for aggressive imperialism. And I'll tell you why. Firstly, he has already set a course for confrontation with China, directing the main thrust of his economic nationalism trade war policies at China. Secondly, he has pledged war to wipe out radical Islamic terrorism, first specifying ISIS as a target. This envisages a sweeping intensification of the doomed 60-year-long war on terror begun by the wonderful Blair and Bush. A war which has failed in all its first objectives, even as it destroys society and economy and life itself across a large swathe of the globe. And thirdly, Trump is set on confrontation with Iran. Fourthly, Trump's full-on backing for Israel in its oppression of the Palestinian people and its continuing aggressive colonization program in the West Bank is a harbinger of a new conflict. And then finally, there is Trump's unabashed racism on display throughout his election campaign and now expressing the notorious and outrageous executive order imposing every control and key controls in the US directed exclusively against refugees and other citizens of the seven main countries. All these countries are not merely Muslim majority, but they are the very places ravaged by the war on terror. So no one's less of it when destroyed Yemen, for example. Yet there are no restrictions on citizens of Saudi Arabia, which is destroying Yemen day by day. This overt racism and Muslim bases forms part of the psychosis of war. For giving up the American people for further international adventure and intervention.
To make sure that Trump is kicked out of this country. And we